Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Wow, wow, wow. I am so excited. I cannot tell you how much of a blessing it is to not only be able to communicate with you on a daily basis as we figure out this whole wealth thing, but to be able to do it with great partners and to be able to do it with people who I know have your back. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to the Millionaires Roundtable, but not really introducing to Chicago because she is so dynamic, but I want to bring her here on the roundtable. We are going to speak today to Shakira Mason Holloway. She is a 20-year veteran of the financial services industry. She joined J.P. Morgan Wealth Management over 3 years ago as market director, and she is all about the business of building wealth. Shakira, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for having me. I am excited, and of course, as you know, the roundtable has always been, I've always been a fan, a member, a sister, a prayer warrior for the roundtable. So thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Oh my goodness. So our first time meeting, we were at somewhat of a roundtable. It had food on it.
Yes.
There was food on that table. And we had such a great time. You, myself, MC Light, and a few other colleagues as well. And so back then we started a dialogue really about building wealth, about helping particularly the African-American, our Black and brown brothers and sisters build wealth. And you were always so passionate about it. And, you know, you have so many accolades, but what I like to do is I'd really, really like to get us on the same page because things are going up, down, all around. I think people are confused and we need to know how to make our money grow. And since you are such a key part of JP Morgan Chase's wealth management team, I have to ask you this question. What are some ways to start investing?
Well, you know, Lynn, I'm going to really dig into, I know how you like it, right? And I think about your sentiment of paycheck to Monday. That is not one of the ways.
Correct.
And so the first way is to make a decision.
Yes.
Make a decision that you want to have and be open for better. At that point, you don't need all the answers because you have the decision. That's step one. Step two, value yourself enough to start to pay yourself first.
Yes.
The roof over our head, the utilities, all those things are important, but so are we.
Yes.
So I want to get away from the misconception that you need so much money to start to invest. That's just not true. Once you make the decision, maybe now your decision is in between that purse or those shoes, and rather it going to that store, it's now going to get stored up for your future.
Come on
and
now.
It's just that simple. Rather than overthinking it, overcomplicating it, it is a choice and is making that continuous choice when you're thinking about the shoes. Maybe you don't have girlfriends day out and have lunch at XYZ restaurant. Maybe you guys gonna cook and sit around the table because everybody gonna put some of that money away for later.
Yeah.
It's those decisions. And so we try to meet everyone where they are. But you got to show up to the table and you got to be transparent and you got to be open and honest and for better, period, full stop.
Well, you know, something that you just said, I had to actually pull out something and write something down. Something you just said is so key. I asked you the question, what are some ways to start investing? But you have just explained that we're already investing. It's just a matter of what we're investing in. And
correct.
So we want to transfer our energy and our activity and quite frankly, our dollars from investing in material things and investing in, you know, not to say that eating isn't important. However, the time and the energy, but investing our time and energy and money into those things. And it's just a matter of making the switch. So I love that. And I love the whole idea that anybody can start anywhere at any time. Let me help you, or let me get you to help us understand this. What indicates when someone is ready to start investing?
Well, let's think about our priorities here. So we think about an emergency fund. I like to think of an emergency fund as 6 months to a year of your earnings, liquid put to the side in case anything happens. So that's step one. Step two, I like to think about liabilities. You start thinking about debt and interest on that and what you're paying. How can you minimize that? Step three, I would say it's the decision and just do it. And so what you do at that point is say, okay, I have my emergency fund just in case. I've reduced my liabilities. Now I'm going to pay info into me. And so that means you're disciplined, and it could be something very small that grows through systematic deposits, right? It doesn't have to necessarily be a large sum of money, but you can build a large sum of money over systematic deposits.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think is key, because I never want people to feel that all the eggs are in one basket invested, but they don't have an emergency fund if the car breaks down.
Yeah.
Or something happens. So we definitely have to, again, hit that emergency fund, look at those liabilities, make the choice, sit down with someone, whatever means you wish to do it. And the one other thing that I want to add that we don't talk a lot about is maximizing, if your company offers and you're maximizing, because that creates a discipline that you don't even know is happening.
Now, let me,
because it
let
comes
me,
out before you get the money.
Let me get you to say that again, Shakira, because you know technology doesn't always agree or cooperate with us. And I want to make sure our listeners hear that part. You said maximize. Say that again for us.
So if your company offers a 401k retirement plan,
yes,
maximize it.
Excellent.
Not just contribute, not just meet the matching, maximize the whatever your percentage is. The maximum is 10%, 20%, whatever that is. If you are blessed with your employer to offer that, take advantage of it.
Yes.
Because it creates also a discipline in that you're now having to budget what's left because you put money there, and then you're sowing that seed for future.
Yeah. You know, what you said is so important. And by the way, I want everybody to understand, Shakira is similar to me, yet I think she has really, really been able to master how to make people understand this very complex topic at a very basic level. Yes, Shakira, you have a degree in finance and psychology and sociology and an MBA in finance and all of those things. And I think people tend to think, oh, they have all those degrees, so that's why they're doing well. But the truth is, you are expressing very common sense, very basic, and these concepts don't require any degree at all. They just require that you do. I wanted to point that out. The second thing is, you talked about liabilities. And I often say to people, when you pay debt, you are actually helping someone else invest. Because when you pay interest on your debt, you're actually helping that company earn interest. You're helping them make their money grow. So debt is the middleman between you and your wealth. So I love that you said that. What would you say to someone who says, and this, I know it comes up because I'm getting text messages and things like that from folks as we talk and as we share and have these experiences. What would you say to someone who says, well, I'm too old to start investing for retirement?
As long as we have breath in our bodies, we're young enough.
Come on now.
We're in sane mind. We are young enough. So just because you didn't start yesterday don't mean you can't start today. Just because you didn't start today don't mean you can't start tomorrow. Let's stop with convincing ourselves not to and start to use that energy to learn how to and start to do it. Because there's no too old or there's no too young. It is when your time is your time and you have made that decision, do it. And no matter what age you are, if you have a family, because, you know, we got associates and then we have friends, right? Friend is a little different. They go through the trenches with you. So family, friends, people that you can impact, this conversation truly needs to be around the table, and you need to talk about it so it becomes common language, because that breaks the generational part of not having the knowledge young enough, so you don't have to feel like you're too old. Because there's no such thing as too old. Today is right time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is, since nobody can predict the future, you don't know when you're going to collide into your blessing. So just keep moving, keep going and keep growing. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Now. Yes.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Okay, I'm so excited to be here at the roundtable, on the roundtable, in the roundtable, however you want to say it. We are here. I am so excited to be here today with Miss Shakira Mason Holloway. And she joined JP Morgan Wealth Management quite some time ago. She's a market director, and she is in charge of helping you build wealth. And so we're so lucky and so blessed to have you here with us, Shakira. You've given us so many tips. You've given us so many just really simple nuggets, starting where you're at, eliminating debt, making sure we have an emergency fund, some very, very basic things. But I want to ask you this question as well, Shakira. Help us understand this. What is diversification? It sounds like a really complicated term. What is diversification and why is it so important?
Lynn, it does sound like a complicated term, but I am here to make it simple. So when they say don't put all your eggs in one basket, the reason why they say that is diversification. Yes. So with diversification, it's like with investment, you have portfolios, okay? And you don't want to put all of your wealth in one basket. You want to make sure that there are different buckets, so that if there's one bucket that tips over, let's just say your bucket of water pours out and you have six other buckets that are still full. You didn't lose all your water, right? And so that's diversification. Yeah. And it also should take it a step further. We all have different goals. We all have different timelines. We all have different risk tolerance. We're all different by design. And so when you think of investing, when you work to build your investments, it's different by design. And it has to be for you, about you, and your goals.
Okay. I love it. And so when folks say, you know, and I'm not going to talk about any specific company or anything like that, because those are the kinds of decisions that have to be made as a part of the process that you will take people through, or that JP Morgan takes people through, to understand basically what is your financial DNA, what is your investment DNA, what is unique to you. But I wanted to kind of throw it out there. When people say, well, I'm going to put all of my money in cryptocurrency, or I'm going to put all of my money in technological stocks, or I'm going to put all of my money over here in these startup companies, you're saying that that's not a good idea, that it's much better to spread things out over different investment types.
Absolutely. The only thing that I can think of to put all of you in, and we're going to have a little sister girl moment, is the covenant of marriage, right? Because you become one. Yes. You're not going to become one with a product or a service. Yes. You're going to utilize it for your future, which is why you diversify what you become in partnership with.
Yes. I love it. I love it. So there is no diversity in if you're married to somebody, you got to stick with that person. At least you should.
Right. There's no diversity. Right. There's no diversity. Right.
There's no because when you're married, boyfriends running around. I love it.
Right. I mean, when you think about it, yeah. It's another, you know, secureism. When you're married, good, bad, ugly, that's who you chose. That's who God covered. That's your marriage. When you're dating, you can dump them.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. So.
Yeah. So, hey, everybody out there, don't get married to any one particular stock. Don't get married to any one particular security. Don't get married to any one particular investment vehicle. Make sure that you have the proper conversation that you need and discover the attributes, the characteristics, and the personality of your investment vehicle so you'll know which one is best for you. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And I will say this to everyone out there, what they can marry, they can marry the choice to invest. They can marry the goals that they have set to build a legacy and generational wealth for themselves and their family. Now that part you can marry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, so if someone goes to marriage counseling, if you will, since we're kind of in this area, what would be the advantage of going to an investment advisor or financial advisor like yourself? Because I think with a marriage counselor can help a couple understand, you know, different personality types, how to resolve conflict, how to overlook each other's, you know, idiosyncrasies. A financial advisor serves what purpose? Because I think people think now that in the days of certain investing apps and social media platforms have become experts to some people, the financial advisor still has a role. What is that role and why is it so important?
The role of a financial advisor is very, very important because they know what you don't.
Ooh.
You have to be open to share your outcome later. But your vision later, you know how you write your vision and you make it plain?
Yes.
You talk about your goals at a future state in your life, your goals for you, your family, your legacy, and your advisor shows you how to get there. Now, your advisor can only be as good to you as you are to them with being transparent and giving them full information and full disclosure.
Yeah.
No different than a medical doctor or counselor. They can only help you as much as you give them the information and the look behind the curtain to serve you. But the real difference is you have your goals, you know what you want, you've written that vision, you're going to an advisor. How can you help me get from I'm at point A, retirement is point Z. I need you to work me through the alphabet so that when I get to Z, I want to be in Milan. I want my silk scarf. I want to sit at a restaurant with my pinky finger up drinking tea. I want a light blue 69 Mustang that's all reserved. I'm telling you what I would tell my advisor.
Yeah, yeah.
I want my child to not have to, if I pass away, I don't want them to grieve and have to go to work in 3 or 4 days.
Yes. Come on now. You are, you know, you preaching right now. You are
so
preaching.
These are the things that if you're having the conversation with family and friends, and you beginning the conversation with an advisor with the end in mind.
Yes.
And you make the commitment to follow the journey, you can get there.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I love it. And you know what? I have to go back to something that you said in the beginning, because what really is happening now, it's a wraparound. So in the beginning, I asked the question, how do you start investing? You told us what to do. I made the point that people are already investing. They're just investing in material things or things that do not appreciate in value over time. Well, here's the real deal. Based on what Shakira just said, everybody, if you take this step and just do it and get the right advice, then your investments can purchase your lifestyle. Your investments can purchase that vehicle or that car or that vacation or that estate or whatever it is that you're looking to do. So I really, really love the wraparound here. And I think all too often, Shakira, people do not know that if they do what they have to do now, then they will eventually be able to do what they want to do later. And they'll be able to do it with so much more ease. That's what, at least that's what I'm taking from you.
Absolutely. That is absolutely where I'm saying. And I'm not going to say it's easy, but those choices that we make, especially with our money, are life-changing decisions.
Yes.
The harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
We're talking to Shakira Mason Holloway, Market Director with JP Morgan Wealth Management. So, Shakira, we have are close to running out of time, and I want you back. Look, like the Jackson 5, I want you back. Yes, I do now. Okay, I'm back. I'm back. Lynn Richardson is back. I want you back. I want you guys have just been such great partners in terms of helping us get disseminate information from an institutional perspective, but more importantly, from a community and a wealth building perspective. So I'm so thankful to you for that. Where can people go for more information?
So actually, Lynn, there is a full website of JP Morgan. It's actually jpmorgan.com.
Okay.
And you can go there because we're all over the globe.
Yes.
Okay. And that way you can get someone close to you, close to your area, build a relationship. We always think about when we work with somebody or do something, we want the ROI, right? What's that return on that investment we make? I want everybody to think about ROR.
Okay.
Return on relationship.
I love it.
Build a relationship with whomever you're working with, because that means they can come in your house, talk around the table, know your family. This is an affair that is bigger than just us.
Oh my goodness. I love it. I love it. I love it. So many nuggets. Return on relationship. Let me tell you that we can actually have you come back and talk about that in and of itself, because there's so many pieces of this wealth building puzzle. And you know what? At the beginning and the end of the day, it all comes back to return on relationships. I often say that plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. And what you are sharing with us here now is how to maximize relationships so that in the end, the goals that we see for ourselves can actually become, the dreams that we see for ourselves can actually become reality. Thank you so much, Shakira. I can't wait to have you back. Thank you, JP Morgan, for all that you're doing. And guess what, everybody? The harvest is here and the time is still now.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to take back your wealth. That means it was yours. It still belongs to you. And here to talk about it is my sister and friend and financial wealth coach, Takesha Artis. Takesha, what are some of the things that you are doing right now in this season? And I want to be clear what I mean by season. The season is not necessarily the beginning or the end of winter, spring, summer, or fall. The season is not necessarily the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, or fourth quarter. It's not necessarily Christmas time or Thanksgiving, although it could be. I'm simply saying season because every time you get a new opportunity to see something different, to learn something different, that begins a new season in that area of your life. And so one of the things we have been talking about as a group, as a cluster, and as a family, is the stock market and learning about it and understanding how to invest and so on. So what does this new season look like and what does it mean for you?
This season is, like you said, we're learning to invest. And for me, it was, you know, I have my retirement, but that's, you know, 20 years from now. What about the things that I want to accomplish as I maybe want to retire before 60 or 65 or whatever the age is for you to withdraw your money without penalty. I want to have money set aside for when I do retire. That may not be that age. So I I want to learn how to invest on my own. I want to do a couple other things where I invest in, you know, on my own. And I think it's really important. I love that we're getting the kids involved because they're learning at an even younger age than I am at 40. And so I just think that this season for me is using my money in a way that allows me to make more money, and not from a I have to do it perspective. I think that's very different from when I was growing up. I always thought that you had to do something to get money. And so to be able to be taught how to invest, how to set up my estate plan, and how to really build that generational wealth, that's the season I'm in. And it's a little scary, but it's very rewarding.
Yeah, I think, you know, what it means for me, because, you know, first of all, congratulations on having a retirement plan, a retirement strategy, because that in and of itself is something that is missing, you know, from our generation. Most people I know between the age of 40 and up do not have a retirement. Most do not, because they've never been at any job long enough to establish one. So they may have worked someplace 2 years, they may have worked some another place another few years. And what ends up happening is they leave one job and then they pull down whatever they had in their 401k to live off of, or, you know, they got, you know, their position got cut or what have you. So the story that we were told, you know, as young people, that our job was to go to school, get a good job so that you could then work for that job for 30 or 40 years and retire. That is not a reality for most people. And the last group that, you know, pretty much categorically either had a retirement or, you know, a plan. And really, when I say retirement, I'm talking about a pension. So a 401k and a pension plan are two completely separate things. So for everyone who's out there and all you have is a 401k, you want to start to think about what you need to do to create an income for life, because a 401k is a glorified savings account. It earns a higher rate of return in most cases, but just like anything else in the stock market, a 401k, the value of it can decrease if there's a sudden crash in the stock market. Now, I often say to people, don't be afraid of that, because it'll eventually go back up. But unfortunately, Takesha, what happened to many people during the recession of 2008, and it wasn't so much a problem for the pandemic because the market bounced back so quickly. But with the recession of 2008, there were many people who were 2-3 years away from retirement and their 401ks got cut in half. So what do you do now at that point? So having a pension is a piece of that puzzle. And that means you're going to go get an annuity if your job does not offer a pension. You want to take some money out of your 401k, transfer it to an IRA, an annuity that has an IRA attribute, so that you won't get penalized. So then you have that income for life. And then when you get ready to retire, that income becomes, you know, every month I'm getting this check. And when something happens to you, you get to pass that check on to your heirs. So the fact that you have done that, that you've started your retirement, is admirable. But there's something, you know, really powerful about what you said, is that you want to invest so you can have power now. And for me, my investing buys all the things that I refuse to spend money on. So I take trips because I invest and my money earns money. If I go out and decide to buy a new handbag, a designer bag, it's because my money has made money. Things that I want to do, if I may decide I want to go to Paris this month because our short that we directed got accepted into the Cannes Film Festival in Nice, Paris, or France, or wherever it is. You know, I don't know all about geography, but it is over there in Europe, somewhere in the whole French, you know, arena. I can do that because my money makes money. So what you've said is very powerful. And we want to talk about that. We want to talk about taking back your wealth and using your power now. The harvest is here. The time is now.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It is time for you to take back your wealth. Why? Because it is yours and you have the power to do so. Takesha, talk to us about you having, you know, basically made this huge transition. You're living out your dream. You've sold one home. You've relocated to California. You have established a successful business, a successful home-based business, mind you. And isn't that wonderful when you can work, you can make money from your bed? What, we were talking about that earlier, right?
Yes. It's the best. But, you know, it's one of those things, again, like, you don't know it's possible until you decide that, you know, I want something different. I said last year was my year of yes. I was going to say yes to everything. So when you say, hey, you want to do this? Yes. You want to do this? Yes. And I thought about, what did I get myself into later?
Yeah.
It was like, wait, what did I sign up for? But it was just, I was open to new opportunities. And I think that's a part of wealth. You have to be willing to risk the old you to get to the new you. You have to be willing to risk some of the resources you have to get more. And I think we have been, sometimes we look at where we are and we're scared to do something different, risk it all, or risk a portion of it because we're scared that it's going to fail. But, you know, it's like that one thing, but what if it succeeds? And even if it does fail, bounce back from that.
Yep, that's right. Fail forward. You know, every Olympic champion or every athlete who's ever done anything great failed many times before they became successful. Serena Venus Williams missed many, you know, had failed serves or, you know, they didn't always hit the doggone ball. Michael Jordan didn't always make the basket. Walter Payton didn't always do whatever it is that he does, so many things. But anybody who's ever done anything great has failed forward. And if failing forward was in the dictionary, you would see my face there. Oh my God, fail so many times, but you just don't quit. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to win. Takesha, what are the top three things that you would recommend to someone who wants to take back their wealth, who wants to actually live the life that they may not even have seen for themselves before right now hearing you speak? What are your top three things?
I think number one, write down what you want. I think number two, you have to look at where you are financially. That plays a part in it. So, you know, What do you own? Who do you owe? What accounts do you have? What bills do you have? Like, you have to know your financial position as well. And I think the third thing is to be willing to see things differently and be willing to change the financial situation you're in. I think sometimes we love to say, oh, I want to do these things. I want to do this. But we aren't putting any action behind it. And so it's sitting down and knowing what your debt is and creating a payoff plan. It's about knowing how much are you spending? create a budget, a spending plan. It's being willing to do the things to change your situation. Just saying them isn't going to work. Just writing it down isn't going to work. What's the actual action behind it?
Yeah, you know, you said something that is key, and this was very difficult for me to actually write down what I was spending versus what I had coming in, what my income versus what I had going out. That was a very difficult thing for me. And I think in many cases, you know, people don't want to really face the reality. They don't want to really know what it is. They already know it's bad. They just don't want to know how bad because, yeah, go on. Mm-hmm.
But there's power in that. It's power in knowing what your situation is. It may not seem like, it may seem like you're facing, you know, the worst situation ever. But when you know what that situation is, you're able to make better decisions. You're able to say, you know what, I spent a lot of money on this and I need to change that, and then change it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was. And I mean, I remember the first time I actually looked at what I had going out and added it up. I cried. I sat in my home office in my house in Matteson, Illinois, right outside of Chicago, suburb right outside of Chicago. And I cried and I cried and I cried. And when I got through crying, I was still broke. And I guess at some point I decided, OK, crying. God is not about to come save you from this. You can pray all day. You can cry all day. But Lynn Richardson, you have got to make some changes. I had to take back my wealth. I had the wealth. I was making money hand over fist, but I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a strategy. And I would spend the money before it even came in. Now, I almost feel like, you know, most when I pay my bills, I just pay my bills one day out of the month. So money goes out one day and it comes back in the other 30 days. And so it goes out once per month, which is 12 days per year. And I then focus on bringing it in the other 353 days out of the year. But I used to have money going in and out everywhere. But the harvest is here. The time is now. We're going to get this money back.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to take back your wealth. Takesha, we are, I think we're on to something here. I think take back your wealth needs to be a lifestyle. I think take back your wealth needs to be my good friend Latrice Spann Levitt. She released the brand Take Back Your Life. And that's so many things, you know, spiritually, relationally, mentally, physically, and also financially. And I would say the same thing about take back your wealth, taking back your wealth. My acronym for wealth is wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. And, you know, we joke because there are people in my life. I serve as a life coach, a mentor, whatever. And I often say, you know, this is a dictatorship because you don't know what you're doing. And but you know what it is? Some people are set on being their own worst enemy. And you and I don't have that problem. Like, I think I'm the kind of person, once you tell me I did something awful wrong, I feel so bad about it. It's like, okay, let me get this together. Y'all ain't gonna have to talk to me about this again. You know, my kids from time to time, Taylor especially, she'd be like, Mom, you need a nap when I'm acting a fool. Kennedy would just come out and tell me, now listen, you need to get yourself together. I'm so embarrassed in those moments. I'm like, okay, y'all not gonna have to tell me this anymore. But the truth is, most of us, and I think many of us, we have something somewhere in our lives where we kind of keep doing the opposite of what it is that we want. And I think Will Smith said it best. There's this video where he says 99% of the people are walking around doing things that are not in their own best interest. And, you know, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. You know, everybody wants to be rich, but who wants to do the work? Everybody wants to be famous, but do you want to be a good person? Everybody, like, you want these things, but do you want to do what it takes? And I think it's something to be said, Takesha, for wanting wealth. One of the things we were talking about right before we started this episode of the Millionaires Roundtable was the more wealth you have, the more responsibility you have. I have a lot of responsibilities. Lots of responsibilities. So I think as you take it back, you know, we ask for wisdom. We ask for elevation. What are you most excited about learning in your stock market courses?
So after I took the class, it was very interesting how she was like, well, what's your short term? What's your, you know, long term? And it got me to thinking, you know, I don't know. I have to define those things. So I'm just excited to just know about it, to be able to have conversations about it and to just be knowledgeable about it. That's exciting for me. It's been on my list for 2 years now. And so to be able to get the time to know about it and research, I'm just excited about all of it. Just the whole concept of knowing, now knowing what I didn't know before.
Yeah, you know what it is for me? It made me realize when I started actually, because I, you know, I have a degree in finance and all that stuff. But when I actually started investing myself, it was so interesting how you could just be out to dinner with a colleague and it's like, oh, did you see the price of this stock dropped or increased? And it's just like conversation like the weather. The harvest is here. The time is now. We got to talk about this thing. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.